is the UR Business Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Making Headway. This is your host, John King, president of Headway Strategies Consulting based here in Boston. We'll bring you today's show. As Making Headway title implies, the objective of the show is to provide entrepreneurs, executives, and managers information about emerging or current topics that could have an impact on their business. Our format as the host will be that I will moderate a discussion with one or two more subject matter experts who have an in-depth understanding of today's topic. We do not intend to do a compare and contrast of different solutions, but rather present the benefits, issues, and concerns associated with the topic for each of the business situations that we have. If there are additional questions from listeners, the host, and the subject matter experts, can provide information to them through the blog at the end of the show. Having said all that, today we're going to do a little bit of a departure from the format I just described, and I would like to provide you with an overview of the topics that will be covered over the next couple months. To help me with discussion, I've asked Rick Brody and Christy
Guthrie
and Lauren Culp, our producer, to help me with this introduction.
Hello, John. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for joining. Appreciate your help, Christy. This will be a new experience for you as we go through Making Headway here.
Yes, I'm first timer on this show.
So what I would like to start with is to talk about the vision of the show.
Okay.
And I think that's probably the key thing.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the concept sounds really great, John, and you've put a lot of thought into it. But, you know, let's talk about where do you see the show going.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of experience. I'm in the Medicare range of taking those kind of benefits. So I've had about 40 years of experience in industry and in consulting, both on the management side and also coming in as a consultant. And part of what I wanted to do was to try to help smaller businesses, entrepreneurs, managers, provide them with some information that they can make themselves a little bit more effective in their organization and improve their results. So that's part of what I want to do as part of a give back on my part as the fact that I want to dispel some knowledge that I have.
You know, Christy, you don't know this, but John used to be with Filene's Basement years ago.
Really?
As one of the top executives. And
that's very interesting. I'd love to pick your brain about that someday. But
I know. I knew you. That's right.
I love your concept of the show.
Christy does the fashion footprint show. So that's why I mentioned fashion. So I just get
I'm
her
a stylist,
one.
That's what I do. But I love the concept of your show because it allows people to have kind of that coaching call without having to get on the phone. They can listen to you whenever they want by clicking on your link in the podcast and get information, like picking up a book and reading a chapter of the information that you're going to dispel.
That's a good way of describing it.
Right.
John, so let's talk about some of the things you're going to be covering. What kind of topics are we going to be exploring?
Okay. As I looked at this, it became apparent that I needed to have some structure around how I was going to do this.
Unlike my show.
Well, your shows are very entertaining and provide us with information as well. But what I was trying to focus on was how do you really look at some of the topics and how do they play together? And one of the things I like to do with my customers, clients, is to talk about a STAR strategy. And basically, I look at it in terms of a five-pointed STAR, and there's five components to it. And there's a strategy component, which really describes the way the business is going to run. There's a structure component, which is a combination of organizational structure and physical structure, infrastructure, all those kinds of things. There's process and technology, which really is how you're going to run the business, what kind of technology you're going to bring to bear. And then there are the rewards that are going to come to it. How are you going to reward the people that are working for you in the business? And then finally, there's a people component. So if you think of those five things at the end of each of the points of the STAR, and you draw arrows that go from both sides, it's all very interrelated. And that's the key, is to think about the interrelationships of all those things. And with that, if you're functioning well with it, then you get some improved results, and they can come from a variety of different sources as you go forward with it.
So if you excel in all five, you become a star.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
That's a good point.
Well, it's like almost like a water wheel. It pushes the momentum of
Right, but it's all interrelated. You can't just take one piece and go, you've got to look at
exactly.
it like that. So when I started looking at topics, I started making a list up of about 20 plus topics at this point. Some of them have been refined a little bit as I've gone through this. But my intent is to try to relate the topic back to one or more of the components of the STAR model that I talked about. So this is going to talk about strategy, or this is going to talk about structure in the organization, or maybe people. And people's a real key component, obviously, to be successful with it. So that's what I want to try to accomplish with this STAR model, if you would, starting with that.
I think it makes sense. And John, you are a STAR, so are you an expert at all these different points?
Well, I tell my sons that. and my wife knows differently, but I look at it and say, I know a lot about these topics. Where it's appropriate, I'm going to bring in a subject matter expert that's got a much deeper understanding or can reinforce what some of my thoughts are, so not just listening to me. I think that's important to have that situation where you've got that extra expertise. And so some of these topics I may not know anything about, but I'll bring in somebody that does as we work it through.
Sounds like my show again.
I know. Are those people past clients of yours? Or
there would be people from my network or people that I have worked with in the past. Could be, I mean, we talked about today doing a show about filing spacement. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of an icon in the Boston area for many years. So we were talking about trying to put some of those people together and talk a little bit about filing spacement as an example, or other companies that may come along with it. So we'll see how it goes.
Case studies.
Excellent.
The other thing too is that I want to make available to the listeners the opportunity to request something. So if they've got a burning issue that they've read about and they want to understand some more information about it, if we've got the proper demand for it, we can incorporate that into a show in the future.
I think that makes a lot of sense. So, John, you mentioned about comparing and contrasting in the beginning and different solutions. How are you going to reconcile that?
Well, if you think about it, if you had something that was wrong with you and you didn't go to the doctor, but you went and tried to prescribe something yourself, that wouldn't make a lot of sense. So you heard something on the radio that said, okay, you can do this, right?
So miracle cure.
You go off and do it. What we want to try to do is provide enough information so that the listener understands what the situation is, or what the aspects of that particular situation, and they can reach out to one of the hosts or to one of the subject matter experts or to their own consultant to talk about how it applies to their business. Because the real thing is, each business, while they have similar issues, is a unique entity. So what applies to one business in the way it's being delivered may not apply to another.
No, that makes sense. John, can you touch a little bit about your background just so, to get Christy up to speed and our listeners up to speed?
Okay, well, I mentioned that that I've been in consulting and industry for a number of years, and I started out with a Big Eight accounting firm. I don't know if you knew of a Big Eight accounting firms back in the 70s.
Now there's four.
There's only four left, but I started out with them, and I worked with them for a number of years, and then went into industry. I was doing consulting, information technology consulting. I then went to a division of the limited stores, where we were worried about getting product from the Far East. Mm-hmm. So we were getting sweaters and skirts and blouses and pants and tops from the Far East into the stores very quickly. Worked with them for a while and then did some consulting and ended up at Filings Basement as their CIO and during the Y2K activities. At that time when the world was going to come to an end because we didn't have the computer system set up to address a four-digit year. So I spent time there, and then I joined Computer Sciences most recently, and I was doing business development and service delivery there.
John, the Limited had a whole bunch of stores. What was that, the Gap? What were some of the stores?
Limited didn't have Gap. That Gap was a competitor.
Okay.
Yes.
But the group I was with was based in Andover at that time, and what they did is they were the sourcing arm for the Limited, and they had set up a number of factories or worked with factories all over the world mm-hmm. to produce the product that they needed. I mean, Limited's claim to fame was that they could see what was coming out in the spring season. They could quickly get an interpretation of that mm-hmm. to one of their factories, and in 14 weeks from the time they got the concept to the time they had the goods in the stores. So if you think about
they
that time, it was very, very phenomenal in terms of what they're able to do.
Oh, really? See, this is what I brought in a ringer with Christy.
You brought what?
A ringer because she owns a retail store.
I knew that.
Oh,
yes,
okay. I didn't know.
Limited still does have fabulous clothes. So I'm interested, do companies hire you as a consultant to come in and help them improve their systems and their way of functioning?
Yes, well, they do that, and I can do a couple different things in terms of program management and information technology transfer, things mm-hmm. like that. One of the things I'm particularly interested in is working with organizations to make sure there's an alignment between what their business strategy is and what their information technology capabilities and strategies mm-hmm. are. Because you know, too often I think a lot of companies, you know, go out and buy the latest shiny object, and they really haven't figured out how to implement it within their organization, how it applies to their strategy. And then there's another component with technology changing as rapidly as it is right now. You need to be certainly looking at what the disruptive technology is going to do to you. And mm-hmm. if you think about it in terms of your telephone, what your telephone does today versus what it did 10 or 15 years ago is like night and day.
Right.
And the expectation of where you're getting information from is not necessarily from your laptop computer or desktop computer, but you look at it on the phone. An example is, you know, I was working with one of my sons doing some electrical work, and we were trying to figure out how we wanted to do the wiring, and we immediately took our cell phone and looked up how to do it on the internet, right?
Right.
And so you've got that ability now, personally, anywhere to go mm-hmm. do that. What's that do to you as a retailer in terms of being able to have product in your stores and have people look at what you have, understand where somebody else might have it, mm-hmm. whether their price point is better than yours, all those kinds of things you need to be sensitive to.
And then, you know, online buying is really growing. So how does a small retailer compete right. in that kind of world? Which
right.
is and there's a lot of there's a lot of industries like that are really affected by technology.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a big piece. But I think that we're not done with that yet. We're still going to see changes as to how it's going on. Amazon's going to deliver by drone mm-hmm. at some point.
Yeah.
So, if they let them, I don't know. That's kind of crazy,
that's
too.
That's what they're talking about. There's a company in Peabody that does information technology consulting, and they decided that they wanted to shoot video for their customers. And so they have a drone that now can fly around and take aerial videos.
Though,
and if you think about the cost of that, I think that was like $1,100 or $1,500 for the drone versus what it would take to have a helicopter do the same thing. It's like night and day in terms of pricing.
Oh, so, absolutely.
I don't think all of
it. Flying around with all these.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, you look at like the taxi business is under pressure because I can just go on an app and get picked up and a
absolutely.
Lot cheaper. Now they have one for parking. Did you see that one, Christy? If I need a parking space, I pay a little bit, and it tells me I'm leaving. You can have my space, but I make $2 for you taking my space. It's all there's
You're
a lot
kidding.
Of you know, the technology is like
there's
it's
going
crazy.
To be some person that makes $1 million off of
yeah. Well, I saw that ad. I saw that article in the paper
that
this
is,
morning.
Right.
It was like you made
you
two
charged
bucks
$3
or something,
and,
$2, something like
and,
that.
Yeah,
you
get,
can have my parking spot.
Yeah. So, but now the mayor's against it because you know it's disruptive.
Well, you can think about it from the taxi side, right, as to what you're doing. I don't know that you know this about me, Rick, but I used to drive a taxi cab during college.
I didn't know that.
In Cleveland.
Oh.
And they had the checker cabs. Do you remember those?
I remember those, yeah.
I do.
Okay. Well, the checker cabs, I mean, they were great, but they were tanks. They weren't necessarily very luxurious inside. And, you know, they were much roomier than what they have today on the street. But if you could get a nice ride from somebody other than a beat-up old taxi cab, you might enjoy that more with this Uber
right,
concept.
Right.
Yeah, and a friend of mine was actually moonlighting as a driver. And there's another one that they beep you when somebody needs a ride, and if you are in the area, you pick them up and you make the fare and the credit share. I mean, there's
hitchhiking.
Yeah,
modern,
there's a million
hitchhiking.
There's a million different technologies. So that's a whole area, like how industries get wiped out with as technology. Even look at like the travel business. You know, when was the last time you went to a travel agent, Christy?
Honestly, I went to book my honeymoon. So probably like 7 years ago, because I could not deal with planning it myself. I just wanted somebody. But there's a price for that.
Right.
You know, the convenience of having somebody else just take care of everything. So.
Well, yes, but it also saves you some time in theory, too, if you've got a good planner for it.
Right.
That you could do other things. And I think that's the trade-off is you look at that. But, we think about all the things that have changed in terms of corporations pushing self-service down to the employees. So you used to have a big HR department you'd go talk to about benefits, whatever. Well, now you got to go read it and figure it out. I mean, that's good and bad, but it means you could do it 7x24 in theory. But at the other side of it, mm-hmm. you may not understand what you're signing up for.
Right.
And then the downside of this technology is, let's take a small retailer. Big retailers are getting hacked in and, you know, getting their credit cards information stolen. And, you know, we've seen a lot of cases of that. So how does a small business protect itself from the bad people in technology?
Well, that'll be one of our topics, will be cybersecurity, because that is obviously very much in the news. I don't think you can open a newspaper without hearing something about it. So we'll have a topic on that in the future.
No, that's a very timely topic.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try to put the smaller business spin on it as opposed to the giant corporations.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an outstanding show, John. I'm excited that you're part of the UR Business Network.
Well, good. I hope we have some good listeners that want to continue to come back, because I think we'll have a number of topics that will be of interest to folks. I'm looking forward to bringing in guests and talking through this with people.
And no offense to Christy, but you have nowhere to go but up with guests after having us two on, right, Christy?
Right. Oh, speak for yourself,
right? All right.
Well, I want to take, I think that one of the things I want to do is take a line from Mike Rowe, from Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
He says, tell us what you'd like to hear about, because, I mean, I have an idea of what you might want to hear about in light of where things fall in this STAR model. But if you've got something that it really is bugging you, you're keeping you up at night, whatever, please send us a note at the station, and we'll record that and then figure out how we address it. So that's what we do. And again, we're here for you. We're hoping to help you make headway. That's our objective. So with that, I think I want to thank Rick and Christy for participating as co-hosts on this.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Lauren, we wouldn't have made it without you. And so thank you very much. This is John King signing off for Making Headway, and look forward to talking with you in the future.
The UR Business Network. We mean business.